Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insights and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam, and J-Tree may be joining us here in a little bit, but we'll see. Anyway, we are going to take callers today with a single question per caller. Remember, it's one-part questions only, please. This is to try and keep it fair to everyone who is listening and tuning into the show as well as calling in. For those of you that are listening but would like to call into the show, the call-in number for guests is 323-642-1694. That number once more is 323-642-1694.
Please hang into the chat room. I don't want to call in tonight, but I'd like to co-host if I could. Hi, Adam.
Hi, J-Tree. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. How is everything tonight?
Everything's doing wonderful. Do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Oh, not as yet. I want to see where the show goes. I know that the show that we did Wednesday night was about an hour and a half long. We did it on Beltane. So if you get the chance, you know, go back to the archives and listen to the podcast. We have a full moon that's coming up the day before the podcast, which is on the 7th.
Yes, we do.
The 4th? 5th? 6th? Somewhere this week we have a full moon. I can't remember off the top of my head and it escapes me, but we got one coming, so make sure that you go ahead and you get your water ready for your moon water, and also make sure you got your amulets and your all the other things outside, your crystals, your stones, everything to wash them and clean them in the moonlight, because it's one of the things that nature has given us to go ahead and give us so many blessings and clean things and recharge them ready for the next 28 days. So make sure that you do that.
Agreed. And you know, J-Tree, it's interesting you should mention charging the crystals and the moon water and with the moonlight, because tonight is a new episode, and what we're doing on tonight's episode is we're introducing something a little bit new to the show. We're going to be having an affirmation for Saturdays, so that's going to be the daily affirmation. We're also going to have the daily crystal. So today's crystal is a beautiful crystal. It's known as quartz crystal, and in my opinion, it's a one crystal to rule them all. Simply because quartz crystal is programmable and reprogrammable for any purpose. It helps to add to the energy of any other crystal. And quartz crystal is a wonderful crystal because you can charge it to do just about anything. It's an all-purpose crystal. And it absorbs energy like nobody's business. If you leave it out in the moonlight and you want to charge it up with that moonlight and that solar energy, you're going to have one powerful piece.
You mean lunar energy?
Yeah, lunar. Sorry.
You call this solar energy.
Well, you can use it in the sun, too.
Right. There's many things.
But there's a lot of ways to do it. If you're going to do it in the light, in the sun, you want to be very careful because sometimes quartz crystal can act like a magnifying glass and heat things up quite a bit to where they catch on fire. So just be careful with it and make sure you don't put it directly in sunlight, but you get a part of the light. Remember, everyone, affirmation for today. So we're going to say an affirmation today on the show, and this is an affirmation you can use for your daily life to help you in the mornings, begin the set of the tone of the day, get that momentum on a positive in the beginning, and really to help manifest. So I am worthy and I am successful. This is the affirmation for today. I am worthy and I am successful. So keep that in mind as you go through your day-to-day life. And affirmation is something we use to externally verbalize and affirm for ourselves internally as well as the universe externally what we want and what we are trying to accomplish. Now, sometimes viewing that affirmation as something in the present, even though it may not be in the present, is also a good way of manifesting. Because if we always see ourselves apart from our success, we're never going to be in that success. But if we always see ourselves already in the success, it's going to manifest it in the present instead of the future.
Right. And that's one of the things that we have to take into consideration all the time, is that our thoughts or words, our thoughts to ourselves, as well as when we are disparaging towards others, that's one thing. But when we're disparaging towards ourselves, remember, there's a warrior that is inside of us that listens to every thought, every word that is said. And that's one of the things that we take for granted, is that we forget that we are this person inside, and the shit that we spew out to our mouths does have a detrimental effect on what we think and what we do. So we want to take that into consideration all the time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, before we're about to begin taking callers now, once more, the call-in number for guests is 323-642-1694. That is 323-642-1694. Don't forget to check out WiccanTreeOfLife.com. This is JTree's website for all of your Wiccan needs. So please go over to Wiccan, WICCAN, TreeOfLife.com. Also, he can be reached at WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com for also, his email.
Also, don't forget to look for us on Facebook, Wiccan Tree of Life. There is a yin and yang tree that has a light that's shown through the center of it, and that's my page. Please like it. Please follow us. Please make sure that you say hello. It's always nice to have other people that are there that are interacting with the page, as well as go ahead and post other helpful tips as well as I do. Also, don't forget to go to Wiccan Tree of Life and listen to the archives of everything that's been posted on Blog Talk Radio. And a big special thanks out to MerlinStaff.com, as well as Blog Talk Radio and Psychic Talk Radio, for having us and hosting us and making sure that we have everything that we need all the time. And
Thank you. It's
great to be a part of a community and have so many wonderful things that are available to us that we share with each other as well as with others.
Oh, yes. Thank you, JTree. And also, please don't forget to visit MerlinStaff.com. That is MerlinStaff.com. And that is our website as well for all of your spiritual needs. Taking our callers tonight, remember, as we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller this evening is 919. First three digits are 495. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Janet. I'm calling from Virginia. Can those who are in spirit miss and want to be with the person they left behind?
Yes, it is very possible that these spirits are capable of doing that. A lot of times, spirits that have moved on to the spiritual world are still stuck in the physical world because of things like you just described, okay? It doesn't happen very often. It is a little bit more rare, and sometimes it can be a little dangerous for the spirit to do that, because that obsession will tear them apart in certain cases, and they'll become what's known as poltergeists.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Wonderful question.
Absolutely.
I think that's the first time I've actually seen someone on the show that's not specifically asking, okay, is this coming to me? Is that coming to me? But came in with a question for education. That's refreshing.
Yes, it is.
Not to say we don't value our normal callers and people asking questions about their personal lives. We're here to help.
Absolutely.
Our next caller today is area code 504. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Debbie, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. And
nice to meet you, Debbie, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really sensitive, so maybe my call will help the other people pass. And it's really hard to deal with. Can you...
Well, honey, empaths are usually able to absorb. I'm sharing this with the crowd. I'm sure you know this already. But empaths, we absorb other people's emotions like water, okay? And we take it on as our own emotion before we even know we're doing it. A lot of times people don't have the tools to learn how to filter that. And maybe that's something I can help you with down the road if you'd like.
Okay.
But here's the thing, okay? You're more than just an empath. You're a clairsentient, sweetheart. Your other abilities may not have fully opened yet, but they are there. You have claircognizance. You have clairvoyancy. You have clairaudiency, okay? You're clairsentient, which is the umbrella for all of the different abilities.
Yeah, it comes.
That may also be why it's
weird
so long.
Times. Like, I can't do it like you.
I can't.
But like every once in a while, somebody's grandmother will tell me something.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. I think that what we can do is find a filter for you to use and go from there.
Thank you.
I would suggest, do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to write down my phone number and call me direct. I'm also going to take down your number if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I'm just trying to screenshot the number. My number while I'm doing that is 443-319-3366, okay?
Okay.
And if it's okay, I'm just taking your number down so I can call you later, and I'm going to ask you in one moment to spell your first name for me.
Okay.
Okay, Sorry, it takes me a minute because I have dyslexia. All right, and spell the first name for me, please.
It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E.
Very simple. I like that. Okay, I've got that down, and I will contact you sometime shortly after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great evening. Okay, our next caller today is area code 502. First three digits are 525. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Brenda. I'm from Kentucky.
Well, hello there, Brenda. What part of Kentucky?
Louisville.
Oh, okay. I've got family out there in Lexington.
Oh, okay.
Yes. How can we help you this evening?
I was wondering if you could tell where my life is going to take me now.
Wonderful question. Give us one moment.
Hey. I have a little bit of insight that I would like to share with you. I foresee a wide range opening up for you. There is something that's good that's coming towards you. There is a possibility of a promotion in your future or a better paying job. That's what I'm getting.
Yes, there is great change for the positive coming in. We're definitely receiving a confirmation.
A better paying job?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not working right now. I'm retired.
Okay. So are you looking to create better income for yourself?
No, not really. Just something to try to see where I'm supposed to go now.
Okay. What we may be picking up on is you building some kind of business of your own that helps other people and is also very rewarding. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And remember, your love life only can go up from here. There is nothing but blessings coming in. And it's all happening within this year, okay, before this year is out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have no other callers. So what we want to do is wish everyone out there to live well, to live healthy, and to be wise during this time. Make sure that you are being safe and not putting others in harm's way.
Wash your hands.
Please. Make sure that you are maintaining social distancing as much as possible. I know it seems like a lot and we just want to get back to the norm, but the norm is no longer existing. It's not going to be ever the same again. Just like what happened with 9/11, it was never the same. Remember, everyone, that the love is out there in this world. The light is out there. The wisdom is out there. And it may be few and far between, but we cannot give up and we cannot give into the fold of darkness and into the fold of depression. We have to rise like the phoenix from the ashes, and we have to rise above and beyond this chaos. We have to stay healthy. We have to stay safe. But that doesn't just mean physically. That means emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It is all about the positive. And remember, there may be a lot of negative out there. We might get triggered by this person or that person. We don't even know on the road. We don't even know in the store. We don't even know anywhere. But all we can do is stay positive. If we get caught up into being frustrated by those out there that are negative and not paying attention or not being safe for themselves or others, then we're only feeding into that energy. We're not allowing ourselves to maintain that space for those of us that are good, those of us that do deserve to be here, those of us that want to help Mother Earth heal, those of us that want to bring the unity of love back into the world the way it was always meant to be. Jane Tree?
I understand completely. Go with it, Adam. It's there's so much fear-mongering that's out there right now. And, you know, I mean, I want to go back to the office, but not until it's safe. I want to go out and do grocery shopping, but not until it's safe. I want to be able to go and do the things that I want to do and hit the thrift stores and do this, that, and the other thing, but not until it's safe. I am not playing in Governor Kemp's bullshit game to find out that we're all a bunch of fucking crash test dummies and, you know, we're all going to perish at his hand. I refuse to do that. And I encourage everybody in Georgia not to do that, too.
So remember, be positive and don't get triggered by the chaos and the lack of knowledge and the ignorance that is out there in the world. There is love. There is light. So on tonight's show, we're going to wish you all love and light. We wish for this world, oh dear God, oh dear Lord, oh dear Mother Goddess and Father God, that those out there that are good, you give them the strength to carry on, to carry and hold that space for the positive and to help us come together as a community in the spiritual world to help you heal and to help ourselves to heal and to learn better and to do better and not to poison our environment as we have over the years. We ask you that you help give us the wisdom not to poison or hurt each other over the years. We ask you to help us turn away from crime, to turn away from throwing away so much plastic and polluting our environment when it is completely unnecessary. We ask you to give us the wisdom to help us heal, to help others to heal in body, mind, spirit. We ask you, oh dear Mother Goddess and Father God, to understand that we love you and we care about you and we want to help bring you back to your full. We want you to be healthy once more. We love you so dearly, oh Mother Earth, and we appreciate everything that you have given us, and we want you to help us to enlighten those that don't have this wisdom, that don't have this love. We want you to help us have that understanding, how to wake them up, how to bring them beyond the crossroads and to deliver them into the knowledge that really is truth, light, and love. Remember, everyone, God and the goddess are unconditional. God has many forms and many faces. It looks like we have another caller. So, as above, so below, no harm to none, so mote it be. Next caller on today's show is area code 631909. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Suzanne, Long Island.
Hello there, Suzanne in Long Island. How are you doing today, and how can we help you?
I was wondering. I have a part-time job now, but I have something I'm still getting paid for because the schools are closed here. Do you see me continue with this job, getting a bus monitor job, or teacher aide closer to home?
I'm feeling something a little bit more closer to home right now. What you have?
I'm working right now too. I just took a job. It's part-time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to do it full-time forever. Do you see me getting like a bus monitor or a teacher aide job in September?
You know, I do see you getting something closer to home, and I feel whatever you get is going to be positive. I don't see you without work.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm working now. I just don't know if I want to keep doing that.
Yeah, I understand. What I'm saying is when what you're doing now ends, you will still not be without work. Okay.
Suzanne, did you ever think about maybe teaching kids online, or do you not have a teaching degree? Or
No. I don't want to teach. I'm just looking. The schools are closed, and I'm just working in a bakery or whatever, but I don't know if I want to do that full time. I went to school and stuff, but I don't know if I really want to be a teacher aide anymore either. Thinking maybe a bus monitor. And if I have to work where I am, like one night a week on a Saturday or something, I can do that too.
You know, see, whatever you choose is what you're going to manifest, right? So if you want the bus driver and, you know, bus monitor, you're going to get that.
All right, great.
Because that's what you're working towards.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. Remember, manifestation is within your hands. And where your awareness is where your energy will flow. Many blessings, and stay healthy, stay safe.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, she didn't like those answers. Sometimes you want a very direct answer, but we try and guide you to understanding your true goals are within your hands, and whether you can manifest them or not is within your hands. And, there's other factors out there, but if you do your best and you keep on it, you'll always find a way. So many blessings to her. She may have the blessings that she seeks, and may she learn from them and all the good that follows. All right, everyone, we're going to wish you love and light. We're going to wish you to stay healthy, stay safe. We're going to end the show for tonight. Please don't forget to visit WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, TreeOfLife.com. And please don't forget to visit MerlinStaff.com. That's MerlinStaff.com. For all of your spiritual needs as well. Also, please visit the Facebook page, Wiccan Tree of Life, and check it out. All the Wiccan needs are there as well, and we offer a lot of different services. Thank you, J-Tree, for joining us on tonight's show.
It's been a pleasure to be here as well as... don't forget to tune in Wednesday night at 8 p.m. On Psychic Talk Radio for The Witches Inn. It is where old ways are celebrated, and they are still practiced today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget that I'm available via phone 678-791-8913, and I'd be more than glad to help out anybody that's looking for guidance or anything else at this point. Go ahead and give me a call or go to my website and book a service. It'd be great if you did. Thanks. Thanks again for having me tonight, Adam. It's always a pleasure to be here.
No problem, J-Tree. Thank you for joining us. And it's always an honor to have you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Namaste.
love light. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.